Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Come on, baby, living back in the house, you know I love you. She said, you don't even buy me presents. Yeah, I did. I bought you a box of chicken, but I ate it on the way home.
The artist of the day today, because it's his 47th birthday, happy birthday to the one and only Rod Babcock, ladies and gentlemen. The artist of the day is whatever Rod wants to play, whatever he feels like today. I'm down with that. Hello. All right, we ready for a round of mixtape here, ladies and gentlemen? Here's the order. Me, Kara. I need your pen, by the way. Me, Kara, Dana, and Rod. Me, Kara, Dana, and Rod. So hang on. I got to write down Dana's because I got to play hers for too. Okay, this guy. And then, that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Scott, Kara, Dana, Rod. And as always, because I'm the only person here who's an original member of the show, I am the judge.
Shouldn't Rod be the judge since it's his birthday?
No. Rod usually wins anyway. Number one on our mixtape today. Best, because it's Friday Night Lights tonight, everybody's going to a high school football game. Best locker room, get crazy, paint your face with animal print, psych yourself up before the big game song. I will play mine first.
Okay.
With a quick qualifier. This is the song. I'm embarrassed to play it. This is the song that would get me really pumped up, and I would listen to it in a dark wrestling room prior to going out and playing high school football in 1988 for Lansing High School. And I wasn't the only one. Like, half the team had this on their Walkman. This was my pump me up song.
Do you feel inside? 'Cause you're born into this evil world.
We would sit
children
there,
dying in the war?
We would sit there and we would listen to White Lions When the Children Cry, and we would play it over and over again. And it, hey, we won the league. So it worked. I'm not going to win this round, and I know it. But that was my pump-me-up song when I was in high school.
In fairness, after so hearing that weird song, I would want to run out on a field and knock people down.
Exactly! Exactly! Kara Markser, you are next, my good friend. What do you have? What is your Friday Night Lights, pump me up, paint my face, I'm heading out of the locker room song right now? Will Kelly Clarkson, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Dana Wright, pump me up, paint my face, it's Friday Night Lights, I'm heading out of the locker room, here I come, everybody! Okay.
It's not about rampant drug use. It's the very beginning of that song where it goes dun 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 dun.
Yeah. All right. You are on the board with your Guns N' Roses Welcome to the Jungle. Rodney Babcock, you are on the board. Paint your face, Friday Night Lights. Here I come out of the tunnel to rip that banner in half.
But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants.
I see. Okay. I've got my verdict. Dana Wright is the winner of this round.
Damn.
Welcome to the jungle. All right, here we go. Category number.
Really? Really? Guns N' Roses?
Yeah, Rod, really.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Axl Rose can sing in four different octaves. Wouldn't it be great if one of those octaves didn't suck?
Category number two is, what song is playing in your head as you're making, and I quote, sweet, 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 sweet love to your spouse? I'm first. Here's mine.
Love like yours is hard to resist. Whoa.
Tough to beat right there. Oh yeah, I went deep.
Tell me, baby, could this be true? That I could meet someone like I need you.
Nights warm and tender.
I love that song.
Kara Marxer, you are on the board. What song is playing in your head as you're making sweet, 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 sweet love?
Watching every motion in my foolish
love. Not see that coming.
Might be playing with the judge a little bit there.
That's what you're doing there. All right. Dana Wright, what song is playing in your head as you're making sweet, 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 sweet love to Christopher Ketz?
Okay,
you're on the board. You are on the board. Ooh, this is a tough one. Rodney Babcock making sweet, 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 sweet love to Tabitha. What song is playing in your head, sir?
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be
Oh,
tough.
Wait, I'm sorry. That was not the right. I'm sorry. I pushed the wrong. I'm so sorry. No, that was not. It's this one.
Relax. This was the toughest one ever. Dana Wright again.
Damn. Are you actually going to win one, Dana? I mean, on Rod's birthday?
Point values here are doubled on this last one. If you had but one classic rock song to listen to while you were stranded on a deserted island, what song's it going to be? As if there's a question.
She was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about
the
place.
I would fling myself into the ocean and drown myself together after the second rotation.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
That's why you didn't pick this song.
That's right.
I can't think of anything except that Heath Ledger movie, the Knight's Tale movie.
Oh, yeah.
I still think about that one whenever I hear that song.
Knight's Tale. Was that in?
Yes.
That movie?
Yes. I hear that song.
Kara Marxer, you get one classic rock and roll song for your island extravaganza. What's it going to be?
Hi, everybody. I've got to go.
All right, you're playing the judge today, and I don't like this. I don't like
I
you.
Like
damn
this
it,
song.
I got to pick a different song.
Good.
Can't play the judge.
I'm not playing the judge on this one. I really didn't know.
Oh, I'm so mad. This was my pick.
Well, you got about 20 seconds to find another one. Okay.
Sorry for stealing it on your birthday.
Mm. Dana Wright, you're stuck on a desert island. You get one classic rock song. She's going mellow on us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes,
everybody's playing the judge today. I see how it is. You're going with all my favorites.
I could listen to that song on a loop for 20 years.
Go to a party. Everyone turns to see.
Rod, you're going to have to come out strong here. You're stuck on a desert island. You got one classic rock song to listen to for the rest of your life, sir. And I understand that Karamark's already took your pick. What do you got in reserves?
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Let
it's between Karamark and Rod Babcock. Point values are doubled on this one, by the way.
In all,
Karamark.
I was going to say, in all fairness, it should be Kara, because that was the one I had picked. If for no other reason, because it has mellow parts, it has fast parts.
Right. Exactly.
It moves, it constantly changes.
It's got a little bit of everything.
Can you imagine being in Freddie Mercury's head when he wrote that song?
No.
Be honest, is there any song you could really listen to for like a full year and you had to listen to it like 20 times a day?
How about this one?
Okay, except that one.
Okay.
I mean, really, like even by day three with like your favorite song, you would be like, stop, please just stop it.
Our winners today, Dana Wright with 2 points. Kara, you picked up 2 points because it was a double point value.
Thank you.
On that last one. So our winners today are Kara Markser and Dana Wright. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and you know AT&T gives you more for your thing, like sharing the love with your favorite person thing. Well, right now, you need to head to your local AT&T store. AT&T has deals and devices to help you save more. If you've been looking to get more from your devices and your plans, AT&T has you covered. Head to your local AT&T store for all your wireless and entertainment needs and ask how you can get a smartphone on us. The knowledgeable reps can show you the latest in devices and plans to help you get the most from those new devices. Your AT&T store location is the best place to check out the latest that AT&T has to offer. AT&T has something to meet all of your entertainment and wireless needs all under the same roof. And right now, go in and learn how to get a smartphone for yourself and another for your favorite person on us. Visit an AT&T store near you and check out the latest devices, deals, and more. Who knows what you could be missing? Head to your local AT&T store and ask a rep about how you can get a smartphone on us and stop in and check out the latest devices, the hottest deals, and so much more. AT&T, more for your thing, that's our thing. Oh, yeah. You got one of them Puerto Rican girls, they're just dying to meet you.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. Lord, I miss you. I've been hanging on the phone. I've been sleeping
Rolling all Stones.
Alone. I won't kiss you.
This is one of them Puerto Rican girls that are just dying to meet you.
Just picked up a story that I know everything, Scott. You know that. I read a lot. I had not seen
Didn't see the story that I printed?
Did not see this one coming.
Yeah. The wife of longtime ESPN broadcaster Chris Berman, who died last year in a car accident. The wife of longtime ESPN broadcaster Chris Berman had a blood alcohol level that was 3 times the legal limit when she rear-ended another man's car, killing them both, according to a Connecticut State Police report that was released yesterday. Police have determined that Catherine Berman, who was 67 at the time of her death, was speeding and did not apply her brakes before crashing into a car driven by 87-year-old Edward Bertulis. Jesus.
She didn't even try to stop.
No. By the way, she was going, I believe, let me see here. It says in here somewhere. She was traveling, I think, 80-something miles an hour in a 45 zone. Jesus. He was traveling 30 miles an hour. Police determined that Catherine Berman, who was 67 at the time, was speeding, did not apply her brakes. Berman died from blunt force trauma and drowning. According to the state police, Berman's Lexus went off the road after the crash, flipped over into a small body of water. The deaths initially were ruled an accident. No charges were filed, obviously, because everybody was dead.
She also had traces of
oxycodone
and antidepressants in her system. Didn't mean she was popping pills with all of that booze, but she had oxy and antidepressants in her system.
She was traveling 82 miles per hour at the time of the crash in a 45 zone. Bertulis was going 30.
Did you see they've sued the restaurant?
The family of Bertulis, the man that she hit and killed, has filed a lawsuit alleging that a Woodbury, Connecticut restaurant served alcohol to Berman while she was intoxicated before the crash. The lawsuit is seeking more than $50,000 from the restaurant and its owner. Toxicology tests show that Berman had a blood alcohol level of 0.26. That is well over the legal limit of 0.08 in the state of Connecticut, and for that matter, in just about every state in America. She had oxycodone in her system and antidepressants. Well, what do you do?
3 times the legal limit at age 67.
More than 3 times. She was hammered.
She was hammered. Yeah.
And by hammered, I mean pass out drunk.
So I'm curious, what is the Woodbury restaurant? Let me look it up. Chris Berman's wife.
Anyway.
I mean, it doesn't really matter if it was a fancy sit-down wine kind of place. She was hammered.
Somebody says so much for Berman's retirement fund. I don't think he's liable in any way. How's he liable?
Their insurance company certainly will pay out.
Can you sue Chris Berman for this?
I was just going to say that I think the lawsuit against the restaurant is interesting, but what is probable is a lawsuit against Chris Berman.
I hope not. He did nothing wrong. He wasn't even in the same state.
So there's the question. Can you be liable for your spouse's auto behavior? And auto is the key there, Scott.
576-7798. Turns out that the now widow of, or the deceased wife of Chris Berman was 3 times the legal limit when she was killed in that car accident and killed another man, by the way, sadly. Is Chris Berman somehow on the hook for this financially?
I think his estate is on the hook. His estate is his estate.
He was in a different state when this occurred. He had no idea. Has he not suffered enough? 576-7798. Newsroom, Kara Marks.
Missouri's attorney general filing a new lawsuit against the duck boat operator in Branson. More next.
Dana right here for CM Mose and Son. What are you waiting for? Get this done before winter gets here. Call my guys at CM Mose and Son and have a Generac home standby generator put in your home. And here's why. When the snowstorms come through, ice storms come through, we have seen what that does in Kansas City. And now is the time to call CM Mose and Son and make sure your lights, your power, your sump pump continue working during a storm. Here's the other reason you want to call right now. You will get a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $720 right now when you buy a qualifying Generac generator unit. You know that people with serious medical needs, if you have a home business office, a lot of those folks listening have a generator making sure everything stays on when a storm rolls through. Now you can do it and get that free 7-year, $720 value parts and labor warranty from my guys at CM Mosin Sun. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 for your free estimate. You can get in, by the way, for as little as $99 a month. Or go to cmmosinsun.com, cmmosinsun.com.
3:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Marks. Our Attorney General Josh Hawley has filed a suit asking a judge to stop Branson Duck Vehicles and Ripley Entertainment from operating any duck boats in Missouri. The operation in Branson has been shut down since the duck boat capsizing in July on Table Rock Lake, where 17 people were killed. The lawsuit says duck boat operators have known about the dangers of the amphibious vehicles for decades. President Trump signing an order aimed at expanding access to retirement plans for small businesses in Charlotte, North Carolina today. The idea is to help such businesses provide their employees with retirement security. Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta at the signing event.
Today's action by President Trump is designed to make it easier for Americans to channel some of that rich economic opportunity, not just into today, but into savings for their future.
We'll check traffic and weather together next.
We're monitoring more disturbances that'll be rolling through the region here, folks. Right now, we're looking at dry weather for the rest of today. High temperature, low 90s, heat index close to 100. Now, there will be a disturbance rolling through, a few stray showers or thunderstorms through the night and into early Saturday. Right now, looks like some of the better chances to our north and northeast. Our overnight low mid-70s, low 90s by Saturday afternoon. Another chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday and again for Labor Day. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
We do have some thunderstorms rolling through about an hour north of the metro. Right now it is 82 at KCI, 84 in Lee's Summit, 85 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
Well, I gotta get drunk and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do. Start spending my money, call everybody honey, and wind up singing the blues. I'll spend my whole paycheck on some old wreck, and brother, I could name you a few. Well, I gotta get drunk, and I sure do dread it, cause I know just what I'm gonna do.
Well, I gotta get drunk, Lord, I can't stay sober. There's a lot of good people in town. They love to hear me holler, and see me spend my dollars. I wouldn't think of letting
the only man I know of who had the keys taken away from his car by his wife decided, I'll just take the riding lawnmower down to the liquor store.
Yeah.
Who doesn't do that?
I got a lawnmower. I got four wheels.
My name is George Jones. I'm the possum. I'll do whatever I want.
I am saddened yet fascinated by this story regarding Chris Berman's wife. I have always just loved Chris Berman. So Scott and I are a little bit in disagreement, and I want to know what you think about this. The family of the man killed when Chris Berman's wife got hammered more than three times the legal limit, plowed into this 87-year-old man, killing him, killing her.
Mm-hmm.
This man's family is now suing the restaurant where she got all jugged up, and she's suing her estate. The family of the deceased man will sue her estate. And Scott said before the break, I don't think you can go after Chris Berman's money for what his wife did. Man, I don't know. Because what is her estate? If you talk about my estate, Scott, that would include my house. It would include my cars, all of our assets, our 401k stuff.
Would it include Chris's?
He's on all of that stuff with me.
He has his own 401k plan.
Here's what I think. They can't necessarily go after Chris Berman's savings, his 401k, but they will certainly decimate hers.
Or try to.
But if there is any asset that they owned jointly, I think going after her estate is every bit of going after his.
Is that fair?
We almost need like a will and trust or probate attorney to weigh in on this, because I think he will he will take a hit on this.
Well, you're probably right about that. But let me point out Chris Berman, two things about Chris Berman, who, by the way, was devastated.
Yes.
By the loss of his wife.
Yes.
Chris Berman was in another state working the night that his wife got hammered and plowed into the back of this guy's car going 82 miles an hour in a 45 zone. The man that she hit was going 30. That's not to say he was at fault.
Not at all.
She did not even
attempt to apply
the brakes, okay? She plowed into him at 82 miles an hour, all right? He was in another state. He did not pour these drinks down her throat. He was not at the bar. He was not saying, hey, honey, one more, and then let's try to drive home. This was on her. And I'm not excusing her of any responsibility. This was her fault. That there is something about personal responsibility. You've been with me for 7 years. You know I'm a big proponent of personal responsibility. This is on Mrs. Berman. But he was in another state and had nothing to do with this. Why
they
should
share,
he be?
They share, like most couples, I guarantee you, nearly every asset, and they also share insurance.
She was retired. I understand that, and that's fine. She was retired, did not work the way I understand it. Okay, did not work outside of the home.
Right.
Okay. So most of their money
is his.
Was his.
Half was hers.
So can you go after half of the estate?
I think it's a fascinating question, Scott. I don't know.
Because you would agree that Chris Berman had nothing to do with this, right?
I would agree. However, they're looking for someone to sue, and it ain't her. And they should be compensated, Scott. I'm not minimizing what happened.
Tim and Lee Summit. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
How are you guys? Hi. So I can tell you 100% that his estate will get hit by the accident. And here's why. When you get married, you enter into a partnership, and that partnership shares everything. And that same reasoning behind if a person gets divorced, whether that person was an income winner or not, that person loses half of that money. That also goes to anybody that is a minor in your home. So should your 15 or 17-year-old
Tim,
kid.
Great point.
I know for a fact that a 17-year-old kid, a friend of mine, was in an accident. His car was loaned to a friend. His car was in an accident and killed people, and my friend's parents were responsible for part of the accident.
Correct. The parents of the teenagers, the insurance companies will go after the parents for the crash involving
now,
the child. Because you
Chris
are paid
Berman,
to insure now, that child.
Yes. And now Chris Berman, though, I'm going to guarantee he has an umbrella policy that will cover it. That's the first thing. The second thing.
Oh, Tim, we lost you, and I want to hear the second
he's
thing.
There. He's still there. Tim?
We lost him.
Oh, damn it.
The second thing is, well, what is the second thing?
James in Olathe. Hello, James.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, man. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, anyways, this happened to me, too. Not where my ex-wife got killed or anything, but my name was on the title of the car, but I owned the house clear and everything. Anyways, they went to sue her, but she didn't have nothing, so they ended up putting a lien on my house. So they will go after your insurance, and then if they got bodily damage and everything else,
James,
they can go after.
They put a lien on your house?
Yes, and her name had nothing on my house at all. It was just my house. Was in my name.
Wow.
Just because the car was in my, had my name on it too, they went after me and put a lien on my house for $30,000 too.
What did they get?
When I went to sell my house, they got $30,000 when I sold my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I could not sell my house until I paid them, you know, when I did sell the house.
Now, James, can you then turn around and go after her to try to recoup some of that
cost? Yeah, see, since then I got a divorce. I could, but, you know, I'm not going to do it. It's my son's mother and everything else. I know I had to pay it all back and everything, but, I mean, it's been a while. This has been 15 years now, but yeah, it wasn't no.
You know, you bring up an interesting point, James, and thank you for the call. And Scott, certainly for you, we changed insurance companies about 8 months ago. Longtime family friend of ours, and we're in very, 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 I want to say good hands. It's not Allstate, but we are in good hands with him. And one of the first things he said to us, anyone with teenagers listening, and if you have any type of even semi-public job, he said you have to raise your liability limits to protect yourself in the event one of your children is in an accident or you are in an accident. And how many of us, when you get that big, thick envelope from State Farm or American Family and there's been a change in your policy, who reads that? We get those all the time. There's been an adjustment in your homeowners, and they send this stack of paperwork. I don't ever read that. I think most people toss it in a drawer. I didn't even know what our personal liability limits were. Do you know what yours is?
On my home?
On your car. On auto. Personal liability.
I believe on the car it's $100,000. On the home it's $300,000.
Okay. That is way too low. Anyone will tell you that is way too low. And it's not expensive to bump it up. But he said, I believe ours was, let's say it was $100,000.
Okay.
He said, you have to raise that. If you get in a wreck and it's even a minor wreck with someone else injured, Scott, hospitalization, surgery, God forbid something really, really bad happens, $100,000 won't last you 3 days if it's something serious. And that's when they start going after your assets. And so he said, with Chris's job and my job, he said, we are going to bump that up and bump it up and bump it up for your teenagers.
You know what I've always heard? I don't know if this is true. Maybe somebody can weigh in on the text line. Do you know, and this is just what I've heard, the one thing that if you're sued, they cannot go after?
Is it your wedding ring?
Yes.
Oh, I was guessing.
They can't go after your wedding ring.
Huh.
Isn't that weird? I don't know if that's true or not, but I've always heard that. Who knows? 576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Hey, it's Scott Parks, and if you're unhappy with how your lawn looks, or maybe you just don't have time to deal with your lawn, you need to check out Lawn Love. Lawn Love will send pre-screened, and here's the important part, bonded and insured yard pros to work their magic on your yard. Lawn Love technology generates a personalized quote for your yard in under 2 minutes. No need for in-person estimates, and here's the best part. Lawn Love frees up time for the things that you enjoy. I just got my yard mowed and weeded by Lawn Love. They did an incredible job. I'm definitely going to be recommending their services to my family and my friends. Backed by a total satisfaction guarantee and amazing customer support, go to lawnlove.com/parks to see the future of lawn service and receive $15 off your first lawn care. That's lawnlove.com/parks. And listeners to Dana and Parks get $15 off their first lawn service. Or call 816-281-3183. That's 816-281-3183 for a free quote. Lawn Love. Lawn care made easy. Talking Heads. Katrina in Parkville. Hello.
Hi. So I thought I read somewhere that the lady that was drinking and driving, I thought she was having lunch with her sister. And I could be wrong, but whoever she was having lunch with, could they be held accountable as well?
It's a good question. These dram shop laws, that's what it's called when you hold a restaurant or a bartender liable. And I have really mixed feelings about that, Katrina. If you are bellied up to the bar and the bartender personally serves you 15 shots of Jaeger, and then you say out loud, okay, I'm going to leave now and drive home, I think there should be liability. Hmm. Where I struggle with these dram shop laws is, and I'm going to give you my own example from last night. I went to a late dinner with a couple of friends. We were seated at the bar in the seated portion of the bar. We had a waiter. He came over. He would have no idea how much I had had to drink before, which was, I think, one glass, maybe two. We then split a bottle between the three of us. So now we're up to maybe three. And I remember at the end of the evening saying, I'm either going to Uber or you guys are going to have to drop me off. I've you know, had more than one and I never drive after one. They gave me a ride home. How in the heck is that waiter or bartender supposed to know that I'm either okay to drive or not okay to drive? They would never know that.
They don't
and
know.
And I'm telling you, Scott, I was outside of my comfort zone with driving, and it doesn't take me long to get there. I never drive, so I didn't. He wouldn't have known if I did. You know, all he knew was we split a bottle. Yeah. Well, that's about three glasses and a quarter each.
And even if, and Katrina, you're welcome to weigh in on this, I've always had a problem with this suing the bar scenario. If I go into a bar, which I haven't been into in a very, very long time, but if I did and I fired back 10 shots or 10 beers or whatever, and the bartender comes to me and goes, buddy, you've had a lot to drink tonight. How are you getting home? And I look at him, I go, well, I'm going to take a cab or I'm going to call an Uber. Is it his responsibility?
How do they know that you got in the Uber?
Is it his responsibility to follow me out of the bar? Getting drunk is not a crime.
Here's the
driving drunk
correct.
Is.
Here's the other thing to consider, Katrina. If I had one glass of wine before dinner, then I split a bottle with three people, so now we're maybe at two. How does that server know or not know that maybe I had four before I split that bottle? I don't understand these laws that hold third parties
liable.
You are coming around. Not in every case, but in my case last night, that waiter would have no idea whether or not I should have driven or could have driven.
It's not his responsibility to know.
Unless they are shoving, like I said in my extreme example, Jaeger shots down your throat and they hear you say, okay, I'm going to go get in my car. Then I think you have a liability problem.
Maybe. Katrina?
And I feel like I don't think the bar should be held accountable either, because I do know some people who are true alcoholics and they drink before they go out to go drinking and they act perfectly normal, like because their body is so used to drinking that much alcohol that you don't really notice that they're drunk.
Right.
And so I always wonder, you know, well, gosh, like maybe I don't know her. I don't know anything about her. But, you know,
right.
I mean, I don't know how many she had before she went there and went drinking either.
All right.
Hey, thank you for the call.
Marcia in Olathe, you get the last word this hour. Hello, Marcia.
Yeah, I was going to say you had a caller to you back that said that, you know, they came after him for $30,000 when he sold his house. And that actually can happen because in the state of Kansas and in other states as well, when it comes to real property, it takes one person to buy in the marriage and two to sell. And we also have the added factor of common law marriage. So if his name was on the title,
what the hell?
Married, he bought a, you know, he made a significant purchase with that person
right.
and lived with that person for a certain amount of time. So, yes, they could technically come after him for the $30,000 if they couldn't get it out of her when he went to sell.
Hey, Marcia, thank you. If you remember nothing from this conversation, up your umbrella policy and or your personal liability limit and do it right now. And someone just wrote in, preach it, Dana. I'm an insurance agent. People don't realize that until it's too late. We rarely carry a topic over into the next hour. I'm going to read a text to you. I want you to think about it and then weigh in when we come back. The text reads, I hate to be heartless. I'm sorry, but how much is an 87-year-old man really worth?
Newsroom Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, the Johnson County DA has an important message for parents in One Shawnee School. That's next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Be Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.